In January 2011, Governor Bill Haslam appointed Minnie Bears Grinder as the commissioner for the Tennessee Department of Veterans Affairs. As the first woman appointed to head the TDVA, Minnie Bears Grinder is a retired colonel from the Tennessee Army National Guard with over 35 years of military service.
Our job is to advocate for the 500,000 veterans in Tennessee, the 1.5 million family members, and the survivors in the state. And when I say advocate, there's a lot of people that confuse the Tennessee Department of Veterans Affairs with the United States Department of Veterans Affairs. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs makes decisions on disability ratings. They run the medical centers and the outpatient clinics. The Tennessee Department of Veterans Affairs, we help guide people to different resources that may be available to them for whatever questions or issues they may have. We also assist them in preparing and filing their claims for disability and also for pensions with the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
Your offices are located in Nashville, Tennessee. Are there other more remote offices around areas of the state?
We have 12 field offices throughout the state. Those are manned with 23 of our veterans benefits representatives. Obviously, we can't serve the entire state well with those few offices. So what we do is we partner with the county service officers located throughout the state, and together we serve all of our veterans. We don't supervise the county service officers, but we are mandated by Tennessee Code Annotated to train them. We ensure that we accredit them if they meet all the qualifications and that they also receive this sustainment training so that they stay current on everything as well.
I'm primarily focusing on women veterans because currently we have more women veterans and especially women veterans with combat experience than we've ever had in the history of our military service. Are there any benefits, programs, or information that can be provided specific to women veterans?
Absolutely. And first of all, our department has a women veterans coordinator along with an assistant for her that can take questions regarding either benefits or issues and work with those women directly. All of our veterans benefits representatives are trained in that area. There's some women that just may not feel real comfortable talking about their experience or problems with just anybody. They may feel more comfortable with speaking to a women veteran. The VA medical centers have women veteran clinics, women staff, women providers. They have training, equipment, and resources to deal with women-specific issues. Unfortunately, there's quite a number of women that suffer from military sexual trauma because of military sexual assault during their service. That is an issue that the VA has recognized as one that needs to be addressed. Counseling that is normally only provided to combat veterans in the event that a woman has suffered from military sexual trauma without having been deployed, she would still be eligible for this free counseling.
The Tennessee Veterans Affairs Office has twice hosted an annual summit specifically for women veterans.
Our goal in the summit is to provide information, resources, contacts, networking, and help build the confidence in these women veterans so that they can progress to an even brighter tomorrow. We've had tremendous comments back on our surveys. Some of our women have indicated that they previously felt alone. They thought that only they were dealing with some of the experiences and issues due to their military service. We had some women that don't even self-identify as veterans. But after attending the summit, they are better equipped and are very proud to self-proclaim as veterans, and have made new friends and have more resources now to help them in their future.
I think society is sometimes very understanding with a male veteran that may come back with PTSD, But for the woman veteran, they're expected to step right into that role of mother, caretaker, homemaker, and potentially business professional without even taking a second thought. Like, the veteran side is pushed aside. Those memories are over, the time's over, and you just need to get back into being a modern American woman.
And not only society, Rabbit, but the women themselves, a lot of that pressure is self-imposed, because when you are a homemaker, when you are a mother, when you are a wife, you feel like, you know, I've made everybody wait this time while I was deployed. Now I've got to jump back and get back into things. I would venture to say that a lot of that is self-imposed by these driven women. You know, they just kind of put all their problems aside and do what they've always done. They take care of everybody else. The women who have served in the military have brought so much to the table. Women have served in the military since the Revolutionary War. I mean, they had to disguise themselves as men in order to serve, but they did. And the women in World War II and Korea and Vietnam, they served so honorably and professionally that that helped pave the way for some of us women that came later. If they had not done such a tremendous job, we would not have been afforded the opportunities that were offered to us.
How far back does support for issues in the military go? I mean, is there a time limit? Did you have to have been deployed within the last decade, or could it possibly be 20, 30 years ago when you had an experience in the military and just didn't want to tell anyone?
We still have brand new veterans that are just coming in for the first time that are Vietnam veterans, Korean veterans, even World War II. So, no, there's not a time limit. Sometimes that becomes a challenge, though, in establishing the service connectivity. We do encourage all veterans to come enroll with the VA as soon as possible, as soon as they return back, because there are conditions, experiences, and locations that are added at a later date. So, for example, if you're serving in Afghanistan, you should be registered as an Afghanistan veteran as soon as possible, because they might find out at a later date that other things may be connected to the location that you were serving. And depending on where you actually served, those presumptive conditions, those hold true even if you were in country for a day.
According to statistics provided by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs, about 1 in 5 women veterans have responded yes when screened for military sexual trauma. And the top 3 categories of treatment for women in the VA health system are related to PTSD, hypertension, and depression.
Obviously, a rape victim goes through a lot of things physically, but even more so emotionally. But when you have a woman in the military that is raped by a member of her own unit, or worse, someone in her chain of command, and then has to go back and work with these people in a, quote, cohesive unit and still face them every day, when you compare that to a rape victim who may never see her attacker again, it certainly worsens the effects.
It's very good that the Veterans Administration help at least provide some services to help overcome that.
Yes, Rabbit, it sure is.
Do you have any other comments you would add related to veterans or women's veterans here in Tennessee?
I am very, very proud of these women who did raise their right hand to swear to support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies. They were selfless in their service. They were courageous in breaking new ground, and they served admirably. And I am just so proud to be amongst this group that calls themselves women veterans.
If you are a woman that has served in the U.S. military and would like to know more about VA benefits, visit the web at va.gov. For Tennessee residents, you can receive assistance in completing your VA benefit request through the Tennessee Department of Veterans Affairs. Follow the links on the Around and About blog at wutc.org for more details. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.